Good morning. My name is Catherine Ryan. I'm the team lead for the Built Environment iLive project team. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak today. I'm very fortunate to have a really great team working with us with Built Environment. The team members are here. Kirsten Black is with us today. Hand up. We also have Alex Lewis, who's working in the team just 2 days a week, Monday and Friday, but he's very invaluable. He's come from a tech background and he has some really great skills in order to contribute to the work that we are doing. As Mark introduced, the digital environment of the digital uplift story started last year because there was a pilot group happened last year, and Marion and Paul are going to speak about that next. And that was the very first course, the architecture and enabling skills. As you can see here, the list of built environment digital uplift courses that have been approved in 2017 are listed there. The first one went live, and we'll hear about that, went live in semester one this year. But the remaining five courses there that have been approved that we've been working on, two of those went live this semester, semester two, 2017. Two more are going live next semester one next year, and we're working on those now. And then one is being developed currently and is going live in semester two, 2018. Currently, as you can see there, just from the prefix of each of those course codes, we are pulling only from construction, property management, and the architecture disciplines. And it would be really great if we can expand that so we have other prefixes that we can see there next year when we're looking at courses that have been redeveloped as part of the digital uplift here within the built environment. So we've been really fortunate, Kirsten, Alex and I, to work with some great academics on these courses. Infrastructure, industrial infrastructure construction, we've worked with Samed Sapongoza, who's delivering that course right now. Mohammed is here, or was here, he's gone, there he is. Mohammed has been fantastic to work with on in building services. Architecture science, we've got Philip Oldfield. Construction planning, Cynthia Wang, and high-rise building construction, Riza, from building and construction management. Each one of these courses is very, very different. Each academic has their own ideas as to what it is that they want as part of their course. What do they want to have changed? Where do they see their course heading? So each for us, every single one is like a brand new project with a different set of criteria, different set of ideas that we're trying to work towards to help to make it a really strong and robust blended learning course. So what is actually in a digital uplift? What do you expect? What do we give? What does our team give to the built environment faculty if they come on board, put their hand up and say, yes, I want my course to be revised as part of the digital uplift, which, as Oya pointed out in a recent email to discipline directors, is probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because it actually comes with some funding, which is fantastic. So what do you get? You get experience, guidance and support in order to be able to review and redesign your course from the PVCE. We've worked on courses before now. I've been fortunate enough to be able to work within built environment on the MOOC course with Dean and Oya in the past. We have quite a good sense now as to how the built environment works, at least in building and architecture. We'd like to learn more about the other disciplines. Of course, you get financial assistance, and Mark mentioned that earlier. Not only do you get the $10,000 per course to the faculty for you to be able to spend in order to support yourself as the course convener, or a sessional staff member maybe who's actually running that course, or you're looking at PhD students who you want to engage in developing some quiz questions or to be able to do some research for you whilst you're working on the project. All of that is up to the faculty, up to the academic or discipline director to decide how that is spent. And then there's also the $20,000 that we use in sourcing out resources to be able to improve this course. Now, where do we go to look at that? We actually go, we've tapped into a lot of different areas. Some of them are free. Some of them are using resources that we already have, like Ryan in the media studio, like working with students as partners in graphic design work. So it depends where we get these resources. Sometimes it's external. Just depends where that particular academic wants to draw on the resources for the course. you actually have the opportunity to try some of these tools in a safe environment, because we're there with you to be able to support you in understanding how it works, maybe why this is the best choice of tool to use in your situation, and to be given the support once the course runs to know that it's going to be successful when you run that course, and any other support material that you or your students may need in order to undertake that particular tool. Some of the ones I have listed there, some of them you may not have heard about before. Leganto, using library resources and focusing on e-books in particular. Padlet, visual representation of images and text where students can actually respond to. Office Mix, being in your own office and being able to create videos much like what Sid and Russell had done. H5P, I'll give you an example too, a new tool that's embedded in Moodle. FAQs, glossary of terms, workshop tool, courtesy of engineering, within both of the courses that we're actually running this particular semester. Quizzes with feedback, not just multiple choice questions where you're just going to get right or wrong. We ensure that we want students to be able to give them, feedback when they're undertaking those questions. 360 videos, accessibility support. So any videos that we would create, whether they're welcome videos, and we've done that with the courses that we've worked on, we make sure that we also include captioning in any of those videos. And we also ensure that there are transcripts that are for every video as well, to make sure that all students are able to access the content within those videos. We make sure that your course aligns with any UNSW or FBE policies. We take a look at what is the current assessment policy at UNSW, how does what you currently have fit into that? And you'll know when we walk away, when we hand it over, that, you know, hand on heart, we know that this is in accordance with all of those policies, whether it's the new updated course outline that FBE are using. You can be sure that that course is going to make, have all of those included, and that we provide support for you and your students in the delivery of your blended or online course. So what's the process? What do we go through? We initially take a review of what's currently there, what your Moodle course is like. We are using the course review matrix tool to take a look at what are some of the aspects that might need to be improved. You probably have some really good content, really good aspects of your Moodle course. What can be improved? What can we add to this? We take a look at what's the best plan to work towards. What tools do we know? What's our understanding to be able to work with you to achieve what you want as well? We work through weekly and fortnightly sprints. So we work in the Agile methodology, and so we'll be using terms like sprints or weeks worth of work, and you'll come to learn that as well. And we sort of capture all that in software called Jira, and you can talk to Muhammad or Riza or Mariam and those, because they're quite familiar now with those terms also. We quality assure the work. We do a bit of testing ourselves to make sure that all the links are right, all the workshop tool functionality is right, that when we do hand it over to you, that you know fairly well that's going to be a good course to run when you're running it in whatever semester. There is a comprehensive handover. One of the things that we are very, very cognizant of is that when we walk away from this, we're going to hand you your baby, and you're going to use your baby in your next course. And you want to be able to have confidence to know that you're going to be able to maintain that. So sustainability for us is really big. It's really critical. We may not hand you the bestest, most advanced, complex tool, because that may be difficult to manage after we move on. We want to make sure that you're able to, that you're supported, and that you'll be able to maintain this course after we go. So we actually provide a checklist, a resource to the academics once we leave, to make sure that you know where to go to get assistance for all the different tools, all the new aspects of your course that we may have embedded in that development period. The team is there to support you both during and immediately after when the course goes live. And of course there's that whole evaluation aspect to that course also. And that's also being done centrally through Mark's area, before and after the course runs, to make sure that that what we're doing is right, and that we've got great outcomes for students. There's also evaluation. We've had the opportunity for some of our courses to have a long lead time, so we've actually got a chance to try before we delve in big time to whatever that resource is going to be. in Riz's course, where next week I think it is the full online one week that he's doing online this particular semester. So we've sort of, we've actually designed that, and we've got a whole lot of evaluations set around that. So we want to see what the students think now before we delve into expanding that by 5 weeks for when the course is going to be running semester two next year. The same with Cynthia. She wanted to trial some calculations online, and so we tried that for semester one this year. Feedback around that from the students. We're going to apply that to what we're developing now. So the courses that have gone live that we've been involved in, Muhammad's and Samed's course this semester, I wanted to just quickly show you two quick elements. I'm not going to steal their thunder, because next year when you're all here, they're going to be up the front and they're going to be talking about the course and how it's gone in this semester. For Muhammad acquired this course. On the left, you'll see the Moodle course as it was acquired. And what you will see there is a course that contains the course outline and not much else. And on the right-hand side, you'll see the course that Muhammad's working on in semester two, this semester now. We ensure that we had a welcome video. You can see Muhammad up there in his glory in the stairwell of the MSCB building where we videoed. We've got each week is listed out with objectives each week. We've got images, we've got quizzes every week, pre-lecture quizzes, as well as peer assessment being done with activities within the tutorial groups. I'm not going to go into everything but what I am going to do is just to give you, show you one little feature of what we've done in Muhammad's course. So, with the assessment that Muhammad wanted, he wanted an authentic learning assessment for the students in building services area. Building services, some of the areas where these building services are, students can't access to be able to get to see what's actually in there. So what we did, we brought those spaces to them. What you've got here is MSE building, as well as law that we worked on. And we used 360 videos to look at spaces. So there's one image, and you'll see there the hotspots, two little hotspots there. So when I select this, and I'm using H5P here, which is a new plugin to Moodle. So when I select this, what you'll get is a 360 video, which was taken by Brian in the media space. And what we're looking at here is the bore water treatment plant down in the lower ground level of MSCB building. And Muhammad actually went through and identified aspects of that room that he wanted students to be familiar with as part of their assessment, and Brian finalised these for us. Any 360 video is already on the FBE YouTube video site, so it's not only a resource for Muhammad, but it's also a resource for the entire faculty. Whoever wants to use these are there. We also captured hundreds of images as well for students to use as part of their assignment. They're the two underground, and here are the 246 above ground 360 videos. I mean, I can go through those and you'll see there's lovely 360s and really interesting spaces in building services. So that's just one example from that. And very quickly, what for Samed's, there's Samed with his welcome video. In Samed's course, we personalised a wiki. We created a wiki template for all students for their group work. So we wanted to make sure that they knew exactly what they were going to be doing. And so we created, just using Camtasia, we just used created an instructional video so that students knew exactly what they needed to do, where they needed to put the information, and how they were meant to pad out without there being any issues. Because that was one of the things that was reflected in the feedback that was given the previous year, which we always take account of. Any cat-eye or now my experience, we will take into account and apply that to whatever it is to the next iteration of that course. So that's what our team do. Well, that's some of the examples of what our team do. There's more there, but I'm not going to, as I said, steal their thunder for next year. So please, if you're here from the built environment, and as the discipline directors have been asked, tomorrow's the deadline to be able to nominate two or three courses for semester two, 2018, semester trimester one, 2019 delivery. So if you're, thinking about that, if you've like what you've seen and you'd like to work with us, please let Oya know. Thank you.